Welcome to the Freedom Center related to drugs. This could be hardcore drugs. This could be subscription drugs. But let me start by saying God never condemns you. Off track people may, but God never does. Just take a look at Romans 8, 1 and 2. He says, "Come on, my child, I have a better way." He loves you and has provided through Christ Jesus a way for you to be free. Drugs alter your state of mind and or your state of being. They can become addictive to our bodies, and you need to understand that while this is an addiction, it is not just physical, but has a spiritual component to it as well. In other words, the addictive behavior has an enemy force behind it. I don't care if it's a little bit every day or a whole lot all the time. It represents an area of your life where the enemy and his forces have gained control of you. It is a form of bondage where you are compelled to continue in it even when you want to stop. This isn't about how you got started into drugs. This is about getting out of it, both in the physical and the spiritual realms. It is about getting your life back before you and all those around you are destroyed by the enemy. Good news, you can be free. We do drugs for many different reasons. Maybe we like the way it makes us feel. Maybe it's cool and a way to get accepted. Maybe we want to forget some pain in our life. Maybe we're stressed out. Maybe we started and somehow got hooked on it. And maybe we want to escape from the reality around us. And so on and so on. You see, drugs are a form of medication. And it is an addictive medication. And you now find yourself driven to do it. No, it's not just the drugs, although that's part of it. There is also, as we said, an enemy force behind it. There is a reason that these drugs are so powerful and so addictive. You see, addictions of any type, like this one, are things that we picked up at some point in our life. And as we continued in them, they continued to become a stronger and stronger influence. In other words, causing us to become something we didn't ever intend to become. I am sure you never intended to become a drug addict or be controlled by the desire for drugs, whether they're hardcore or over-the-counter. But behind every addiction is a root cause, and oftentimes several for that matter. And what God wants to do today is remove the root cause. You see, this was planted in your heart by the enemy, and God wants to restore your heart and your mind related to the cause and any damage that it did to you, and then deliver you of the addiction and the enemy forces behind it, and destroy the yoke of bondage in your life. So drugs are a choice, and if you are ready to say no to drugs and yes to God, we are going to walk through a couple of ministry sections to do this. Related to removing the root causes, typically, the root is planted in us from the enemy through some type of wound to our heart. I've often found it's some form of damage to our love for ourselves, our love for God, or our love for others. For example, damage can come from things like abuse, physical, sexual, verbal, or spiritual, criticism, divorce, abandonment, rejection, loneliness, anger, betrayal, lack of self-esteem, all kinds of things. There are also generational curses that flow through families that need to be cut off. But a main root that we are going to ask God to remove is unlovingness. In other words, as you could see, a lot of these things damage our love. And with it, we're going to ask God to remove all the specific attachments that we just described and any others that he brings to your attention. You see, the devil will use anybody and anything, and in particular, things and people that are close to you, to hurt you and to destroy you. Why? Because it has the highest level of pain to you and is likely to damage or destroy your faith, your hope, and your love, the things that anchor you in this life. So first, ask God to show you when the enemy caused the initial damage and how, and what are all the roots in the attachment that the enemy has tried to plant in your life that are not from God and are behind this addiction. Go ahead, take a minute and list them all out. We're going to need them in the third section of this ministry. Don't have any paper? That's okay. List them out in your mind. A hint for you is anything that steals, kills, and destroys your life is from the enemy. I thank you, Lord, that you show each individual the roots that need to be removed so that they can have a life of freedom. Now, in the next part, I want to talk to you about forgiveness. You know, you don't have to live life very long to be wronged at some point by someone. And a lot of times in these situations like you're in, I've typically found someone or several people have wronged you. And I want you to take a step according to biblical principles that will free you from the wound they caused. This is not saying that they were right or okay in what they did. They are not, and God will deal with them accordingly. But there are spiritual forces behind these wrongs. And that is what I want you to release yourself from, the damage and the enemy force that is behind it. So I want you to repeat a prayer of forgiveness from your heart. Remember, it's not a feeling. It is a choice of your will. And it will place you in God's mercy and grace instead of torment by the enemy. Because Mark 11:25 says, if we forgive, we will be forgiven. Having trouble with this one, it's a difficult topic, and it's not easy to do. That's why we need Jesus and the Holy Spirit to help us. I have an additional teaching on this called Forgiveness is Freedom in the Fresh Revelation section if you need more help understanding it. But let's go ahead and pray this prayer of forgiveness from your heart. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that through Jesus Christ, and what he did on the cross, your Holy Spirit will help me forgive according to your command. Those who hurt, misused, or abused me. Now, in the name of Jesus, with your help, I forgive. Please name whoever has hurt you, wronged you, and list them out. There may be several. Now continue to repeat after me. I forgive you. In Jesus' name. For the wrong and offense you did to me. And I loose you from operating in my life anymore. Bitterness, unforgiveness, and pain. I pull you out in the name of Jesus and say, go from my life in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you now replace this wrong with your love, life, and liberty. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that when I forgive, you forgive me. That you love me unconditionally and immeasurably. Praise your holy name. Amen. Now in the next section, we're going to repent and turn from the drugs. So in other words, in this section, we're going to admit that we have turned to something other than God to help us out, to make us feel good or escape. We will ask God to forgive us and then deliver us from the enemy forces and pull out the roots that the enemy tried to plant in our life. You know, those ones we listed in the first section. You see, freedom is a free gift to us because Jesus Christ paid the price for all of it on the cross. And he destroyed the work of the enemy. And when we turn from it, repent, and turn to God, he will deliver us. Remember John 8:36, who the Son, Jesus Christ, sets free is free indeed. And Joel 2:32 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be delivered. So bow your heads with me and repeat this prayer after me from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me and that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to pay the price for my sin, my salvation, and my freedom. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior, and I come to you now and lay at your feet my addictions and wrong behaviors. Name them out, all of them. If you got other things besides drugs that you want to get rid of, name them out now. For whatever you give up, God takes. But whatever you hang on to, you keep. So go ahead, give it up, get free. Continue to repeat after me. I don't want these in my life anymore. And I repent of them and turn from them to you in Jesus' name. Forgive me, Lord, for turning to other things instead of you. Now I ask in Jesus' name that you deliver me from the enemy and destroy the yoke of bondage and any hold the enemy has on my life. Enemy, I bind you from operating in my life in Jesus' name. And I command you to depart and be released from my life. Go now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask that you release now your Holy Spirit of life, liberty, love, adoption, and self-control to operate in my life. Strengthen my inner man to be able to stand and resist the enemy. I'm sticking with you, God. I'm sticking with you, God. I will not turn back. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to stay in thanksgiving and focused on Jesus to release to the Lord while I pray over you for a minute. Lord, I thank you for my brother and or sister. I thank you, Jesus Christ, that you paid the price and that freedom, restoration, and healing are free gifts. We claim them now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you protect them, their families, and everything under their care. And I speak to all enemy strongmen, and I bind you from operating in Jesus' name. And I cut off any generational curse in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you replace it with the blessings of God. And I command all enemy forces and unclean spirits to depart from these people's lives, whether you were named or not, in Jesus' name. Go now. Spirit of bondage, you are destroyed by the anointing of God. Drugs, I break your hold in the name of Jesus. Leave now. Depression, lift now in the name of Jesus. Oppression, tormenting thoughts, and seducing spirits, go now in the name of Jesus. Familiar spirits, go in Jesus' name. Pain, remove now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask that you set up a standard and that the enemy will not be able to re-access my brother or sister, that they will be able to stand strong in faith, rebuking the enemy with your word and resist any attempt of re-entry. Increase the strength of their inner man now, according to Ephesians 3:13. And I thank you that you seal each one with your Holy Spirit, and the enemy will not be able to steal the truth out of their life, nor tempt them back into wrongful things, in Jesus' name and by the power of his blood. Protected and blessed in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask now that you stretch forth your hand against the enemy that wrought all of this in my brothers and sisters' lives. And I command repayment of any damage and things stolen from them to be repaid to them 7 times what was taken. Childhoods, restore in Jesus' name. Prosperity, restore in Jesus' name. Health, restore in Jesus' name. Relationships, restore in Jesus' name and by the power of his Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise, Lord, for you destroyed the work of the enemy, Jesus. Freedom in Jesus. Freedom in Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the last step I want you to take is one related to physical healing. Yes, Jesus bought physical healing for you as well. And the enemy needs to remove from your life in this area too. It's not just maybe, not just sometimes, but all and every disease, destruction, or damage that was done to you through these previous actions. 1 Peter 2:24 is very clear and says, because Jesus took the stripes, 498 brutal flogging stripes for your healing, that it is a free gift to you as a child of God. So we are going to receive it and command any after effects, side effects, and damage to go in the name of Jesus and restore. So please bow your head with me and pray this prayer from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus paid the price for my healing and restoration, and that it is a free gift from you. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every organ, every cell, and every function in my body. And in the name of Jesus, you operate and be completely well. Any damage done by the drugs, restore in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you recreate anything that needs to be recreated in my body. I thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes I am healed. This is God's truth, and it will overcome fact every time. Thank you, Lord, that you are restoring and healing any damage and destruction completely I thank you that it's done in the spiritual realm and will complete in the physical realm. I praise you. I thank you. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my healer. I speak life to my body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that you erase any mental images from my mind in Jesus' name. Now that you have been set free from the enemy, you need to stand in liberty according to Galatians 5:1. Notice that this verse says stand. So what does that mean? It means not going back by using the strength of God that's been increased in your inner man and speaking out loud his word. You see, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and it is living and will shred all the enemy plans when spoken out loud. It is supernaturally charged by God's Holy Spirit, according to John 6:63. So every day, several times a day, and as often as the enemy tries to tempt you back into captivity, speak these verses out loud to him. Enemy, I submit to God and resist you in the name of Jesus, and you must flee from me. James 4:7. Go now. Greater is God who is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. God loves me unconditionally, and I am his child. 1 John 3:1. I am the child of God, and I am dead to sin and alive to God. Romans 8:2 and Romans 6:6. According to Romans 8:15, I did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but received the Holy Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. I am healed, past tense. And I thank you, God, that it is completing in the natural realm and will complete 100%. 1 Peter 2:24. I am an overcomer. Temptation, I overcome you by the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony. Depart now in Jesus' name. I'm sticking with you, God, and I will not go back. I am not my past. I have a divine purpose and destiny from the Lord God Almighty, and I will not be detoured in Jesus' name. Philippians 1:6 and Jeremiah 29:11. Now keep thanking him and praising him. Pray in spiritual tongues if you've been baptized, and shipping the enemy out of your life at every attempt he makes to pull you under or down again. Keep standing, your crown and reward await you in heaven. Revelations 2:10-11 and James 1-12. When you cry out to God, he will answer you. So cry out to him. Keep speaking his words and keep standing. Stay free, stand strong in Jesus, and see you in heaven someday. Michelle.